I think our councils have a little bit longer history. People tend to know each other more in the community, and they do some electing, and some are appointed by the pastor. But basically, they're an advisory council which tries to look at the vision of the parish. In other words, we're not concerned about paving the parking lot or, you know, making sure that a party happens. I mean, some of that might be there, but the main thing is to say, what are the things in the parish that need to be looked at? So I'll give an example of faith formation. A lot of our young adults don't seem to have a great grasp of Jesus Christ or the church or anything about the faith. So how do we really, in a parish, work as a council that can inspire and help the rest of the parishioners as well as the other ministries in the parish to kind of work through faith formation with younger people? So that's the kind of thing you want them to do. Look ahead, plan for the next couple of years, be visionary, but be the keepers of the vision, like the flame keepers, the flame stokers, if you will.
Okay, well, how do you guard against some of the criticisms that have been levied against parish councils? For example, that they're a clique and they're the favorites.
Well, I'm not sure that we have that often, because we have terms, and I think terms are very important for people. Usually on a parish council, our guidelines in the United States are that you can be on a council for a term of 3 years, and then you're off the council. So some of those people, as I said, are elected. They're elected by the parish at large, which gives you a greater variety, and some are appointed by the parish priest. So he also has to be looking for a greater variety of people. And we need to really look at age groups. It's time for, you know, the younger generation to be represented on the council as well as older people. So that really helps us. We don't have that sense that people are the same people running everything in the parish, including now the parish pastoral council.
But how do you deal with then, at least when there was times when there was a parish priest, you mightn't have liked some of the decisions, but, you know, the buck stopped with the parish priest. But sometimes in parish councils, you may have people who are very conservative, shall we say, and traditional, and other people who really want to move things on, maybe are feminist in ideology, and ne'er the twain shall meet.
Yeah, again, I don't think that happens so much in the States, really. I mean, I'm not saying that we're perfect, but it doesn't really happen because you have terms. You have to have certain representation. Some parishes make sure they have X number of people from the different age groups and so forth, and you try to spread it around. If you have general elections within a parish, it's not going to happen because people know who might be those kind of control people, and they don't elect them, pure and simple.
And you also do work with priests as well.
Yes, we do. From my office, the National Pastoral Life Center, we actually offer training for parish priests and those who will be parish priests eventually. Father Jim Caffrey from this diocese and Father Cyril Mangum, they were also there, last January, I guess. And it was a terrific experience. But the focus is on leadership, to really help people who are assuming the role of pastor or parish priest are really focused on the leadership and how they'll help people really develop the mission in that particular parish.
Can you train people to be leaders? Are they not born?
Well, that's always a chicken or the egg kind of a question, you know. Can you really do that? And I think we can. I mean, you're giving people skills. You're making them aware of some of the things that they should be looking at. But you can also, what we try to do on this course is present it from the pastor's point of view and say, okay, if you remember this, 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 and this, this will certainly help you in that. And a lot of the priests have come back and said, gee, that's been really terrific. If I wasn't there, I wouldn't have known this, and now I know, and it's certainly made me a better leader in that parish, and I don't have to feel like I'm nervous about it or whatever.
Because a lot of priests, once they're ordained, after that they don't get much training, isn't that right?
Well, I think the way our seminary systems are, at least at home, and I'm not sure about here in this country, but they don't have really practical pastoral training about what to do as a parish priest. So a lot of them, they're appointed a parish priest, and they're standing there, and they're going, well, now I have to deal with a budget, I have to deal with buildings, I have to deal with the boiler, we call it the killer bees, I have to deal with these people, I don't know what to do with this group is telling me what's... So you try to help them through that. Now, an overarching thing, too, is the whole notion of legal concerns. What does the pastor have to know legally about what's going on in the parish, the property, et cetera, et cetera? So, yes, it really does help them a lot. At least that's what they tell me.
Is there not a sense, but in which they shouldn't have to bother about that? They're supposed to be looking after a flock, and I would have thought maybe the vision of the gospel, I mean, there are maybe other people who are better able to look after finances or budgets or boilers, and that really, I would have thought maybe training to look after souls might have been more beneficial.
Well, I think they're trained very well to do that, you know, in the seminary. I think that's one of the great things. They're trained theologically, they're trained pastorally in terms of pastoral care, but to have to deal with the practicalities of everyday living and the administration, that's where many priests tell me they just don't have it. Now, the question you're asking me, absolutely. One of the newest ministries in our parishes in the States is the parish administrator. And the parish administrator does take care of all those things. Always with the parish priest, though, as the overseer and so forth. But our priests are finding it's a relief for them not to have to actually sit down and write out all the checks and do all these kinds of things. It takes a great load off their shoulder to be able to do the work of the ministry. So, I mean, I think that's what we want from our priests is what we call excellent parish ministry or excellent pastoral ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Boilers are part of that, but, gosh, can't you give that over to somebody else? You don't need to do that.